Hi, thank you so much for calling customer service. My name is Shani and I am the supervisor that will be further assisting you. Can I start by getting your first and last name to pull up your account?
Okay, first off, I don't even know whose name it's going to be under. The card used was on my aunt, Diane Sloan. She's a 77-year-old woman who doesn't need keto. So somebody has falsely used her bank card.
Okay.
And that's how I come to your information.
Okay. Can you verify the address for me, please?
What address?
On the account.
I don't know what
address.
I don't, the address that where my aunt lives is in Oklahoma, hon. Wherever your product went to, I have no idea.
Okay, so the address that we do have on file is not hers, but the MasterCard ending in 4916 belongs to her?
Yes, and it has now been shut off, but you can send the money back to the bank.
Okay. Because what happened with this account, I'm showing this account was opened up back in August of last year.
Her son died in October of COVID, and she's been with me ever since. But again, she's a 77-year-old woman, 78 now, who doesn't need keto. She wouldn't have ordered it.
You state she lives with you now. What is her previous address?
Sunray, Texas.
I'm sorry?
In Sunray?
What is that address?
I don't have that address, hon.
Is she available?
She has got stage 2 dementia.
Okay. Because the address that I have on file is the Texas address. And this
original. Yeah, but I don't think it's out of Sunray.
Okay. But this original account, again, it was set up back in August of last year on the 21st, where Optimum Advanced Keto and Optimum Advanced Keto Cleanse was ordered.
I believe it possibly went to 920 something there in Dumas. That would have been her daughter-in-law's address. Yeah.
That's the address
yep.
that I have on file, 920 Braden. In Dumas,
yep.
Texas.
Yep. Okay. Well, they didn't have permission to use that card. Not for that purpose. No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Kimberly Wassane.
Spell that for me.
Wassana. If you've seen how slender she was, you'd laugh. You'd be laughing. She doesn't need keto.
So you think someone in that household that was living there set
yep.
up the account?
Used her card without permission.
And you said you're her
ordered niece. The product.
What relation to you, are you to her?
I'm her niece.
Okay.
But she actually lived in Sunray, where her son was the police officer on the police force until he passed of COVID in October. Mm. And she's been with me since.
And the only reason I'm silent because I'm trying to retype everything that you were telling me.
Well, her card shouldn't have ever been used for the purchase.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, it just shouldn't have been used. Not for that.
Yeah, and what I do want to advise you on this account, being that it's been open for so, so long, there's no way we can issue a refund for all of these charges on this account.
Well, the $85.90 and the $94.90 that was taken out, obviously, this month in January.
Okay. And again, being that you've canceled the card, there's nothing that I can do as far as a refund either on that.
Okay. Then I'll call the bank and have them go ahead and you can send it back to that card.
Okay. In order for me to actually handle the account as being fraudulent, first and foremost, I do have to speak with her, but I do understand that you're telling me she has dementia. Again, being that this account has been open for so long, we wouldn't be able to issue a refund for it, but I could do a courtesy refund for the last billing that was billed. However, you'll need to have to contact the card company or your bank and have them call us to let us know that there is no further dispute regarding the charges on this account. And then we can go ahead and issue a refund for the last month that you were charged.
Okay, that will work. So who do I need to have them call to get directly to you so they know what's going on?
All you have to do is just call the same customer service number that you dialed, give that to them, and then we'll have the notation on the account. That way they can just call in and verify that there is no further dispute, and then we can go ahead and issue the refunds for the last month that you were billed.
Okay, and that is going to be how much?
It's going to be $85.90 and $94.90.
Okay, I'm accepting of that, and then we'll move forward.
Okay.
And definitely take the card off the account.
Before I do let you go, Ms. Sloan, let me make sure that the account is fully canceled so that way we can prevent any future billing or shipments going out to that address.
Yeah, you need to cancel it.
And it's going to take me just a couple moments to get that taken care of for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do have a pen and paper, once I'm done getting everything canceled out, I'll give you that confirmation number confirming we canceled.
I do.
All right. I'm almost done. It's just taking me a minute, being that the account has been open for so long.
Yeah, I mean, I think if my aunt actually understood all of this, she,
because
she has no idea what she's been paying for.
Right. It's been recurring since August of last year.
Well, she's not going to be happy. But that's okay. We can end it now. And I just knew something was wrong because I set her account up, you know, this month for her to have plenty of funds for her to use however she wanted to use them. And lo and behold, she's almost $500 in the neg.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to go, wait a minute. You haven't used your card. Where's your money gone? So that's how I'm speaking to you now.
All right. I do have that cancellation number if you're ready.
I am.
C is in Charlie.
Okay.
170. D is in David. The number 9. E is in Edward. 88.
Okay. And I'll call and let the bank know, and then they can make arrangements to get that money put back in her account.
All right. Well, once we get speak with them, we'll go ahead and get those last two refunds issued again for $94.90 and $85.90.
All right. Thank you so much. And your name again?
My name is Shaney.
Shaney? Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Shaney. I
you
really
so
appreciate
welcome.
It. All right. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. And thank you so much for calling customer service.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.